The night before. The ex-husbands were the worst. Not one showed up to discuss whether a wife's head should be shaved the night before or asleep on the table. Ex-girlfriends and wives were better, always there to stake out their territory and proclaim undying devotion. A patient's room the night before was like a temple, a moment before the service starts, everyone chatting and catching up, the pews in front of the ark filled with noise, the children of blended families forced to attend in loud debate about what should be done. Each of them had their reasons. Father was much too young or old to get the new drug. He was otherwise healthy. His heart was strong. If he knew he would fight to the end, or he wouldn't want to live as less than a man. Like this, they broke into camps, some wishing to keep up the fight by another attack on the tumor, others in favor of, usually unsaid, adjusting the respirator and pulling the plug. Unless the man in the bed was deep in coma or paralyzed by drugs, we took it outside to the hall and made our decision in that outer courtyard of the temple where nurses walk their silent carts and monitors wink like distant stars. I stepped just far enough away that he wouldn't hear them trembling to know what I would do in the morning. Even if he never spoke, I always assumed he listened.